Praise the Lord. Young people, I said, praise the Lord. We're here for Kingdom Life, for the modern youth, for the modern man, the modern student. Kingdom Life. Somebody help me shout, Kingdom Life. You don't have a microphone there, so use your natural voice and give me something loud, clear, that the nations of the world will hear you well. Kingdom Life.
Kingdom Life.
And it's for you today in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Father, we look up to you. We come with confidence that you created us for a purpose, that even at this time, in this era, your kingdom power will work in every life. Turn every life around for the better, that we will demonstrate and live the kingdom life. Confirm it, Lord, in every life. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
You have to give a better amen before you sit down.
Amen.
Thank you very much. You can sit down now. Kingdom life for the modern times. Kingdom life, kingdom faith. Without faith, the king of the kingdom will not enter into your life. Kingdom life, kingdom grace. Without grace, you will not know the height, the length, the breadth of the possibilities we have in the kingdom of God. Kingdom life, kingdom possibilities. Those who are outside the kingdom can never tell the possibilities that God has placed before every young man, every young girl, every young lady, the possibilities we have as we come into the kingdom. Kingdom life, kingdom power. There is something the people miss when they do not understand the power of the kingdom. But when you are linked in, you are linked up to the king of the kingdom, the power it manifests in your life to rise above the average, to rise above your past, that you are able to move on, able to live for the power of the king enthroned in your heart. And it all begins when you understand the king and his kingdom. You have your Bible there, Romans chapter 14. I'm reading from verse 17. It says, for the kingdom of God is not meat and drink. It's not something natural or physical. It goes beyond the food and the drink. It goes beyond the picnic and the festival. It goes beyond the natural and the man-made thing. The meat and the drink, all that symbolizes what men can produce, what a farmer can produce, what the people that take the seeds from the farm and they bring it to the house, what it can produce. It talks about the human effort, what we can do. The kingdom of God goes beyond that. For the kingdom of God is not meat and drink, but righteousness, peace, joy in the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost comes in, takes over your life, and shows you this is the way forward. This is the way up. Not only that, it shows you the way up and the way further, it gives you the power, the energy, the inner passion for you to say, I will rise in the strength of the Spirit. I will soar in the strength of the Spirit. And you have to have the King present in you, the King prominent in you, and the King preeminent in you. I come to talk to you today on transformed youth with kingdom faith and lifestyle. Kingdom faith and lifestyle. And once those two things are there, you will get to where the average man can never get to. You will live above average. The young people of nowadays, you don't know how to say amen. When I say something prophetic about your life, and I say you're going to move from the ground level and the sky is your limit, you have to say a good amen. Amen means so let it be in your life. And it will be so in Jesus' name. But you know, there is something that makes us to transcend the ordinary, to go beyond the ordinary, to go above the ordinary. It is this kingdom faith and the kingdom lifestyle that so transforms us, so changes us, so turns us around that our past will be totally forgotten and the future will be higher, greater, better, richer, wiser than the very past we just left yesterday. Yesterday will fade away. Today, something new, something fresh, something energizing and dynamic in your life will take over in Jesus' name. Transformed youth with kingdom faith and lifestyle. There are three things we're looking at. Number one is the modern life without the instructive King. Number two is the matchless life through the indwelling King. And number three is the miraculous life built on the influential King. Let's start from number one. Number one, it's a pity, but that's the reality, that is where everybody starts. Not having the instructive King directing us, the modern life, the human life, live in human strength and live with human vision. And you know, human vision does not see too far. You might be sharp-sighted, 2020 human vision, yet you do not. You might have sight, you don't have insight. You might have sight, you don't have foresight. And because of that, we all live not having the instructive king in our hearts. It's when you open your heart, open your life to the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, that he comes in and he goes beyond your sight, begins to give you insight, goes beyond your sight and begins to give you foresight. But let's look at the modern life without the instructive king. We're looking at Judges chapter 17. I read verse 6. It says, in those days there was no king in Israel, but every man did that which was right in his own eyes. In those days, and thank God those days did not continue with everyone and with every nation, but in those days, in days gone by, there was no king in Israel. Say that for an individual, there was no king, instructive king in the individual. Say that for yourself. In those days, you led by personal opinion. In those days, you led by what was trending around you. They do it, so I do it. And they go places, wrong places, so I go with them. And you lead without the instruction of the king, because the king was absent in your life. It says in those days, there was no king, no king, no control, no direction, no directive, and no purpose, and no direction. This is the way to go. Look at chapter 21 of Judges, verse 25. Actually, Judges closes with this verse. And when you look at the book of Judges, they were in a circle, and they were just merry going round. And there was no progress for more than 400 years of the judges, no progress at all. And it is not the length of time people live, it is the driving force in them that makes them to have the progress. That's why we come, so that we'll not just keep on living without the instructive king. Look at this. Judges 21, verse 25. Again, it says, in those days, there was no king in Israel. Every man did that which was right in his own eyes. And you know, that's what young people want. No control, no king, no direction, no destination, no destiny. But it's a bad, bad thing when you live by your own opinion. I feel, that's how you live. I think, that's how you live. I want to, that's how you live. I like, that's how you live. And you like, I like something different. She likes something different. She likes another thing different. And there's confusion. It says there was no king in the land. No instruction in the land, no direction in the land. And whatever knowledge or book we have, you know, the books are very good, but they are not going to tell us how to make it in life. We learn the subject matter, but you need the king, you need the mentor, you need the teacher, you need the leader that will say, here is the way, go this way. I know you've heard about Daniel. We just heard about Daniel, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego now. And when we heard, we must have thought, those were the people that had something on the inside. Kingdom principle, kingdom power, kingdom pattern. And they went in a direction that made their lives better, higher, wiser. And it made their lives better than all their peers, all the people around them, because they had a guiding principle. But all the others that didn't have any guiding principle, see how their lives went down the drain. Let me show you something. When there is no king living, directing in us, that is, without the King of Kings living in us and reigning in you as a you, what happens? Number one is that you will not do anything supernatural without the supreme, sublime, sovereign King coming into your heart and living there. You will not do anything supernatural. Number two, you will dare nothing spectacular. And your life will just be so-so. Your life will just be here and there. Because without the instructive King living on the inside of you, directing you and showing you this, the way walk here therein. Number one, you do nothing spectacular. Number two, you dare nothing spectacular. Number three, you destroy nothing satanic. You know, the satanic activities and afflictions and the satanic attacks will just be here and there. And without the King on the inside, they'll just monitor your life and they will moderate your life, they modulate your life, they will kind of mess up your life. But you need the King to live on the inside. Without the King, number four, you discern nothing substantial. You'll not even be able to tell your right from your left. You'll not be able to tell that is good, that is not good. You'll not be able to tell that's a waste of my life, that's a waste of my resources, that's a waste of my brain, that's a waste of what I have. Because without the King on the inside of you, you will not be able to have anything very clear that you discern. Number five, you declare nothing significant. You will talk and talk and talk, but you declare nothing significant. You need the King of Kings, to live on the inside of you. Number six, without the King, you decree nothing superhuman. Superhuman. Everything you declare, everything you decree, everything you determine, I will do this, I will do that. You might be so diligent and devoted, but nothing above the human. It is when you have the King, because He Himself is superhuman. He is supernatural. And He is almighty. And He lives within you. That's what brings you out of the crowd. And without the King in you, your destiny, nothing sublime. Nothing sublime. You might live the whole of your life in the valley. Oh, there's so much space in the valley, but it's still valley. You might run and expend all your energy. It's still in the valley. You might jump, you might shout, you might laugh, you might think you're having a great day, but it's still in the valley. It's only when the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, He comes in unto you, that's when your life now will have meaning. And I pray that from this day, your life will have meaning. You need a better, better amen. I'm coming to point number two now. Number two is the matchless life through the indwelling King. Matchless life. Now, that word matchless, what does it mean? When you take one thing and you take the other one, second, and you match them together at the feet, and this one is not above that one, you just match them. This is low, this is low. You can match them. This is average, this is average. You can match them. This is falling and rising. This one is falling and rising. You can match them. But when you say, I'm going to go beyond the average, say it. I am going to go beyond the average. I am going to achieve beyond the average. Okay, I understand. You know, young people, they want me to say one, two, go before they say it. Now, we're going to say it together after the count of two. I am going to achieve beyond the average. One, two, three. You know, that is a matchless life. That is, other people try to match that, but they can't, because they just see you running. They don't understand. You are not running with human energy. There is something and there is someone on the inside of you. And because of the kingdom power in you, kingdom principle in you, and kingdom pattern that you follow, and the King of Kings on the inside of you will never be tired of pulling you up. Every day he'll pull you a little higher. Another day, a little higher. Another week, a little higher. Another year, a little higher. The next time I see you, if I will not be looking at the level where you are now, because if I'm looking at the level at which you are now, I will not find you. I have to look up. Next time I see you before I can get you, and I have to look up higher, look up higher. And I mention your name and I say, where are you? And then from up you shout, I am here. And I'm not through yet, I am still going up. If you are the one I'm talking about, say amen. Now, the matchless life through the indwelling King. Indwelling King, that means the word dwell is to live. Indwell is to live inside you. Have you heard? The King said, behold, I stand at your door and I'm knocking. And whosoever hears my voice and opens the door, I will come in and dwell and live with him. I want to tell you, Christ the King is going to live in you more and more. And you know, Christ the King is a knowledgeable King. And that subject, you think, I cannot ever understand this. The King who lives in you is the best teacher that ever lived. He knows that subject. He will teach you. Anything you need to do, anything you need to know, anything you need to be, that Christ the King, he will live on the inside of you. He will make you an achiever. He never made anybody a failure. If you see a failure, that's not the making of Christ. But when Christ lives in you, I'm going to ask you now, when Christ lives in you, you will become a great achiever. Yeah. I hear your voice. I want to see your hand. Yeah. Wonderful, wonderful. You know, if we can have this, our country, filled with people that have this Christ the King living in them, and you are in the government, and you are lecturers, and you are professors, and you are teachers, and you are doctors, and you are engineers, and you are nurses, and you have this matchless life of the kingdom, you will change our country. You will change this land for the better in Jesus' name. Now, the matchless life through the indwelling King. We're looking at Revelation chapter 3. And I read from verse 19. It says, as many as I love, I rebuke and chasten. I didn't think of it like that before. In my high school, secondary school, I remember my history teacher, and you know, I didn't like reading. I loved playing badminton and football on the field. I didn't like, you know, study. And you have to cram all these dates in history. And then the geography, of course, you know, river something there, river another, river there, and this mountain there, and the highest mountain in the world. And they wanted you to learn all that. I prefer table tennis to all those things. And so when we make it, when we have any exam, I mean school exam, not final exam now, the teacher, remember, I can't even mention his name, but I don't want to mention his name. I remember the name. There was a time I got complete 0%. Look at me. You never thought I got zero? Yes, I got zero. And then another time, even in mathematics, they divided that to algebra and arithmetic and geometry. Then there was a time I got 24%. Was I bothered? What was I to be bothered about? It never bothered me until somebody challenged me and he said, this is bad. What are you doing with your life? He rebuked me. And then I got back home and daddy said, where is your report card? And I showed it, and my dad was not happy at all. I thought they didn't love me. Anybody that frowned at my failure, I thought, why are they doing like this? I'm happy the way I am. Why are they not happy? But Jesus, now the King, is the one that is challenging us. He says, you've been far away from me. Your life has not been following the way it ought to follow to be an achiever. And he rebukes us. That just means he tells us this is not good enough. And if your card is not good enough today, we're going to make a change. I said we're going to make a change. By the end of this message, failure will come to an end. 0% will come to an end. 24% will come to an end. You will do well. I will do well. It is confirmed in heaven in Jesus' name. And so it says, as many as I love, I rebuke and chasten. Be zealous, therefore, and repent. That's what he wants, because he knows it is that repentance that turning around, making a change, loving work rather than loving play. It is that repentance, loving good character rather than bad character. It is that change, repentance, that is going to bring you higher. You are lifted higher today. Verse 20, look at verse 20. In verse 20, behold, I stand at the door and knock. It's knocking at the door of every heart. And don't say, I'm not at home. You are there. You'll open the door of your heart. Christ the King will come in. Christ the Savior will come in. Christ the achieving maker will come in. He will remake your life. He will remold your life. He will turn you right side up. You'll be looking at the top, and he will take the ceiling, the present ceiling of your vision. He'll take that ceiling away. You will look and see beyond your present ceiling in Jesus' name. If any man, anyone, hear my voice and open the door, I will come in to him. It will come into you. Are you there? It will come in unto you. The Savior will come in Jesus' name. This is what I discovered. That when Jesus came into my heart, I thought it was just a spiritual sin. That Jesus takes sin away from me. True, true, true. He took sin away from me. But you know, Jesus, the master teacher, he took ignorance away from me too. He took laziness away from me too. And he took a purposeless life away from me too. You see, when I became born again, everything changed. Everything will change in your life. And, you know, I'm not telling you this, that you'll say you don't need a teacher. We need teachers, we need lecturers, we need everyone. But, you know, I'll just find out what textbooks, those who went to school, because I didn't have chance to go to, you know, what were called HSC at that time, higher school certificate school. I didn't have chance for that. I didn't have chance to go and read mathematics at my advanced level. All I did, buy the books. And I opened the book like this, and the Savior was also my teacher. It was living on the inside of me. I read, I understood. You will understand what you read. You will retain what you read. And when it comes to the exam time, I didn't have to go with expo. What was I doing with that? My master, my lord, my king always went with me everywhere. And when I sat at the exam hall, I didn't forget what I needed to write. And then after coming out, I said, oh, what a pity. This is what I should have written. I forgot everything. No. Jesus will live in you. At the right time, for the right thing, you will not forget. Because he will not forget. He will not forget you. He will not forget you, your need. He will be with you all the days of your life in Jesus' name. Because he says, if you open the door, he will come in unto you, and he will sup with you. Sup, supper, dine, dinner. He will fellowship with you, and he with me, and you with him. He'll be with you, he'll never leave you in Jesus' name. But Christ in you as a youth. Christ in you as a youth. Your life will take on a shining splendor in Jesus' name. And today will be a new beginning in your life in Jesus' name. I love that amen is good, but make it better. With Christ in you, Christ in your life. This is what will happen. Number one, he will bring in the righteousness of salvation. The righteousness of salvation. You'll be such an example to other people because he will be instructing you. Maybe mistakenly, you wanted to, you know, go and do something and you didn't know what's behind the curtain. But Christ, who knows everything beyond and behind the curtain, will say, no, you can't go there. Why? Because I am the righteousness of your salvation. I don't want you to go there. Thank you, Lord. Number one, he'll bring the righteousness of salvation. Number two, he'll bring the radiance of the sun. The radiance of the sun. You will not be gloomy anymore. You will not be depressed anymore. You will not be discouraged anymore. When I was much, much younger, a lot of things were happening. I came from a polygamous home. And because of that, all the competition between, those women, my mother and the other women and all that, and the trouble used to get me discouraged, depressed. But now Christ lived on the inside of me. And all the spell of discouragement, depression, everything vanished away. And, you know, in the past, at that time before being born again, I used to think, why am I alive? Why am I doing this? I even wanted to be sick so that they would excuse me, I would not come to school. But, you know, that's the depression, wanting to be sick, and, you know, that they'll pity you. You're so sick and you're looking, so tired and fagged out, you shouldn't come. But all the depression will go out of your life. The radiance of the sun will be present in your life in Jesus' name. And then resources in his sufficiency. You'll find him sufficient. Scholarship will come. Say good amen. You want to go to university? You will go. You want to do postgraduate? You will do. And where you were not expecting that scholarship will come, it's already on the way for you in Jesus' name. Resources in his sufficiency. Number four is the resemblance of the sanctifier. He is the sanctifier. You will resemble Christ more and more every day in Jesus' name. The amen is dying down. Number five is rising to significance. Rising to significance. Who knew my name before I was born again? A few people, my playmates, and my companions, boys that we used to test our strength together, our boxing, our wrestling together. How many of them? I say one, two, about three. But I was not significant. But you, I pass it on to you. Your life will become significant in Jesus' name. Number six, in the resilience of the steadfast. The steadfast, that the person that is never giving up. You'll never give up. You know, we would have achieved higher if it's not that we go forward then little problem comes, we drop back. We make a promise, I'm going on, I'm moving on. And then somebody looks at us, in a way it appears he doesn't love me, he doesn't accept me, he doesn't cooperate with me. And that makes us to go two steps backward. We go one step further, and then we go three steps backward, and we're always behind. But now he gives you resilience, the resilience of the steadfast. You'll be steadfast in your life. And even if anybody tries to bring you down, they will never succeed. If you say good amen, I'll tell you something. And you know, this young man, his name is Elisha. He had been looking at Elijah, and in his heart, he said, I'm going to rise higher. In his heart, I'm going to soar higher. In his heart, I'm going to do greater things than my master, Elijah. And the time came up, and Elijah said, Elisha, you know what? I'm going somewhere. I don't want you to go with me. Stay here. An average person could have said, well, I wanted to, but he doesn't want me to. And so I sit down. That's not resilience. Elisha said, no, go ahead. I'm following. You will follow. Whatever you hear that your master, your mentor, your pastor, and whatever you hear that he is achieving, and they say he is special, so don't bother yourself. You say, I am special too. Anybody special there? Anybody special there? That is the resilience of the steadfast. And Elijah got to another place. And Elijah said, Elisha, you know what? I don't want you to take all the trouble. I'm going to this place now. And Elisha responded, go ahead. As God lives and you live, I am going along. And eventually they got to the River Jordan. And Elijah put his mantle together and smote River Jordan. And Elisha was watching. Keep on watching. Every good thing you see done, you will do in Jesus' name. Every award you see that man, that sister, mentor is winning, you will win in Jesus' name. Every height, pedestal that sister, that brother, that teacher, that leader is earning, having, come on, you will earn as well in Jesus' name. You know, the other day they called her Mrs. So and So. By the time we heard today, she's now Dr. So and So. Titles change. Your title will change. Because you see, you have the resilience of the steadfast. Number 7 is the revelation of the scriptures. The Lord will reveal more depth and more height unto you in Jesus' name. You will be what he says you will be. You will do what he says you will do. You will achieve what he says you will achieve, because of the kingdom life, kingdom life, kingdom power, kingdom faith, kingdom principle, and kingdom pattern in your life. We come to point number 3 here. Number 3 is the miraculous life built on the influence of the king, the influential king. Your life will not be built in a vacuum. Your life will not be built on space. It will be built on a solid ground in Jesus' name. 2 Corinthians chapter 3. We're reading from verse 18. 2 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 18. It says, but we all, how many of us? But we all, I said, how many of us? I welcome you to the circle of great achievers in Jesus' name. You will not stay outside the circle of achievers. You will not be pinched down outside the circle of people who climb up and who rise up in Jesus' name. We all, I'll be there. We all, I will be there. My son, will you be there? My daughter, will you be there? You'll be by my side. And while old man wants to sit down, you'll keep on standing. What old man is saying, excuse me, you take the baton and complete the race, you will in Jesus' name. Because they'll ring the bell for you. They blow the whistle for you. And when they say, on your march, go, you're more than ready. You'll be there in Jesus' name. Kingdom power will shoot you forward. And the kingdom principle will make you stay online, on track, and you'll achieve in Jesus' name. But we all, with open face, open mind, open eyes, beholding as in a glass the glory of the Lord, are changed into the same image from glory to glory, even as by the Spirit of the Lord. The Lord will not leave you. The Spirit will not leave you. And God the Father, who made you, who created you to show forth His glory, will not leave you in Jesus' name. With the miracle working Christ the King, living in you, present in you, prominent in you, preeminent in you as a youth, something you never thought of will happen. He'll move you, transport you, translate you from faith to faith. Your faith will not go down. Faith for a better life, faith to faith. Faith for your healing and health, faith to faith. Faith to pass every exam you enter for from now in Jesus' name. Number two, from salvation to sanctification, you'll be rising higher and higher, purer and purer, purer than diamond in Jesus' name. Number three, from healing to health. From healing to what? You'll just be healthy. And where you used to go at the clinic, school clinic, community clinic, pharmaceutical clinic, and they said, where have you been? You used to come every week, and you used to come every month. For the past 1 year now, we have not seen you. Oh, you say, praise the Lord. You respect them, you love them, you appreciate them. Don't speak any bad language to the great doctors of our time. They're doing the best they can to help. They can help us and help humanity. So don't say anything negative. Just say, praise the Lord. It's because now God is moving me higher from health, from healing to health. Amen. And then from strength to strength. From strength to strength. From strength to strength. You know, sometimes some people, when they go for an exam and they finish that exam, they say, you know what? If they call me to come and take that same exam now, I can't do it. Because when I laid down my pen and I finished that exam, it was like I've forgotten everything I ever learned. But you know, things are different now. You can even book for 2 exams now. Finish one and go right to the next one. You can even do 3 in a row right now. Because you will go from knowledge to knowledge. You will go from success to success. And you will go from strength to strength in Jesus' name. And you will go from success to significance. I just know that I know that I know. As I know that 2 + 3 = 5. And nobody can shake that from me. I just know you are going to succeed. I know that I know that you are going to move from success to significance in Jesus' name. And you are going to move from supply to His sufficiency. Amen. Amen. And one of these days, after the Lord has lifted you up, and you have done great and mighty things by His strength, by His power. Not in our strength, not in our power. And you have done it to the glory of God, by the grace of God. At the end of life, when Jesus shall come, and the trumpet shall sound, and the dead in Christ shall rise. And we which are alive will be caught up together with them, and the saints go marching in. There's no doubt in my heart, when the saints go marching in, I'll see you there. Yeah. You'll be there, because then you will move from holiness to heaven. Yeah. Heaven at last. Yeah. Heaven at last. Yeah. Heaven at last. The Lord confirm it in every life in Jesus' name. Remember that we need the King in our heart, because it's a miserable life, the modern life, that does not have destructive King. But when you have the matchless life that has the indwelling King, and then you have the life that is miraculous with the life of the King. The King that is influential. He influences you, inspires you, instructs you. You will not go astray. The Lord be with you. The Lord brighten your future. The Lord start a new thing in your life from today in Jesus' name. And everything you had envisioned, the Lord give you more vision, more insight, more foresight. And every good thing you are desired, you are going to achieve more in your life. Higher in your life. Greater in your life. Daniel, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego were 10 times better. You, 10 times better. 10 times higher. 10 times purer. Amen. 10 times more successful. Amen. The past would look like nothing. The future will be brighter and brighter and brighter for you in Jesus' name. Amen. Kingdom, amen. A believing, amen. The achievers, amen. Put everything in your hand, on your seat, and stand up and be free. Free to pray. And prayer is simple. Prayer is just saying, oh Lord, everything I've heard, transfer it into my spirit. Transfer it into my life. Transfer it into my progress. You will make progress. The Lord is for you and you are for the Lord. Tell the Lord all the things that hinder. Lord, take that out of my life. All the things that impede progress, retards life, take it away from my life. Anything. Maybe I love those things, maybe I cherish those things, but it will not make me achieve. Tell the Lord, take them away from my life. I surrender myself to you now. King of glory, King of power, King of the heavenly kingdom, come into my heart. Come in to stay and come in today. And make me what I could never have been by myself. I record this day down. That this is the day the King knocked at the door of my heart. And I opened the door of my heart and I said, Lord Jesus, come in. Savior, come in. King of glory, come in. Bring in your salvation to me. Save me. Forgive me. Make me a new boy. Make me a new girl. A new man. A new woman. From the inside. Sit on the throne of my heart. Lord Jesus, come in. Be present. Be prominent. Be preeminent in my heart, in my life. Reign without a rival. No friend will be a rival to King Jesus living inside me now. No opinion, no ideology, no man senior or junior, no woman senior or junior will be a rival to Jesus the King in my heart, in my life now. Live in me. Reign in me. Be the all in all. My heart, in my life. The instructive King, the indwelling King, the influential King. Close the door to bad things, bad friends, bad influences in my life. Open the door to grace, to greatness, to godliness, to the goodness of God. I put my hand in your hand. Lead me. Guide me. Lift me up, up, up. And give me the resilience, steadfastness, that I'll never go low anymore. Take sickness away from me. Take satanic affliction away from me. All the help I need, supply I need, scholarship I need, thank you, Lord, I receive. No more hindrance, no more blockages, nothing to hinder me. I'm now on to the top. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. It is done. It is done. It is done. It is done. Son, daughter, I wish I could come to you there and just shake your hand and congratulate you. Why don't I shake your hand and stretch out that hand? Let me shake your hand. The Lord bless you. The Lord lift you up. And the Lord fulfill all his good promise in your life in Jesus' name. Beyond today, I will see you again. I will see you at the top. And anytime you get this call, remember, you have somebody here, anywhere I am, I'll be remembering you, I'll be praying for you. And Christ is interceding for you. You will not fail. You must, not only that you will, you must succeed. Raise up that hand now, Father, in the name of Jesus. Well, thank you for everyone who has surrendered his life and life to you. Forgive their sins of the past in Jesus' name. The condemnation and the guilt erase out of their lives. We pray that the blood of Jesus that was shed for them will wipe all their sins away. And Lord, I pray the witness of the Spirit of God, that they're now children of God, let it register in their hearts in Jesus' name. Salvation, definite experience for you in Jesus' name. Healing, health for you in Jesus' name. Deliverance, dominion for you in Jesus' name. Joy, gladness, faith, trust, confidence, looking forward, looking up in Jesus' name. Others who trusted the Lord have succeeded. This is your turn. You are the next person on the line. Every good thing you are deemed to do in life, you will do, you will achieve in Jesus' name. Christ the King from now on will live big and live mighty in your heart. He'll be present in you every time. Prominent in your life every time. Preeminent in your life every time. And anytime there's any challenge, any difficulty, Christ, the solution maker and the life changer, will bring solution to every problem of your life. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, our King. Thank you, our Savior. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.